probably can't tell by listening to this music, but this Boston band is playing off the grid, unplugged, powered not through electrical sockets, but by bicycle. WBUR's Andrea Shea, who did use batteries, reports on the musician's sustainable sound system and the inventor who dreamt it up.
This is sound check for a demo concert at a thematically appropriate venue, Landry's Bicycle Shop in Boston. Listen and you can hear the whirring and clicking of bike cranks in the background. Inventor Sean Stevens is here setting up and tweaking his people-powered sound system. He's wearing a lab coat covered in colorful flowers and gladly shows me how his contraption works. It's in three pieces. It might help to picture a recumbent bicycle.
There's one bench that has three bikes mounted to it and three people sit on it and pedal. And then there's two individual benches that each have one pedaling station on it. And that will all be wired into kind of a central box that manages and stores the power and things like that.
The pedal power is harnessed by small generators attached to each bike frame.
Instead of the back wheel, you have one of these generators. And it's like a hybrid car has electric motors, and if you use them to slow down, they generate electricity, which you can then use later.
Steven says one person can sustain about 100 watts without breaking too much of a sweat. Five people can amass enough wattage to power a small show like this demo. Now, I have to say, Steven's rig is pretty scrappy looking, cruder than I expected. He cobbled it together, chopping up old bikes, audio equipment, and materials.
Most of the stuff came from, like, Home Depot, Radio Shack, or the internet, or something like that. And none of it's really like that esoteric. It's just about the combination of things becoming something new.
And also something alternative, which is critical to Stevens. He's been obsessed with energy sources since the days when he played with battery-powered Erector sets and motorized Lego kits.
And it would cost $8 or $10 to run this toy for half an hour, and then you have this like half a pound of gross toxic stuff that you have to like throw out. You know, even as a kid, I was like, this is kind of lame.
Now the 32-year-old says he makes toys for adults that can run forever, like the sustainable sound system. He's brought it to dance parties, arts festivals, even into the middle of the woods in Vermont.
You know, you can plug it into an iPod or whatever and just leave it on loop, and as soon as somebody starts pedaling, there's music.
Just the feeling of pedaling and having that direct response of making the music that you're listening to was just so powerful, and I instantly knew that we had to get together.
Greg Reinauer, bassist for the Boston band Mellow Digo, says that was 2 years ago at a backyard benefit. Stevens' bike-powered sound system spoke to him and his bandmates because they're also on a mission to get off fossil fuels. Since 2008, the musicians and the inventor have staged bike-powered shows at colleges, rallies, even the State House. They've raised funds, too, more than $14,000, they say, towards the development of a slick 10-bike system that's mobile.
Because there's a lot of people who will believe or try to have you believe that clean energy is too hard or impractical or impossible, but you can't look at all the lights flashing, you can't hear Melodigo's music blasting out of the speakers and be dancing and singing along and say that this isn't possible. So that's what we're trying to do.
But the sell isn't always an easy one, especially to people who rely on high-quality sound at music clubs.
I have to confess, I was quite skeptical when I first heard about this.
Dana Westover books bands and engineers the sound system at Johnny D's, a venue in Somerville.
I mean, I tune the room pretty carefully, so the PA is installed and it's here all the time and it does exactly what I want it to, you know. So adding something to that is always a bit of a concern, you know.
But he took a leap and booked the band. They played here a few months ago. Westover admits he was shocked to see what the Franken system looked like, but he was satisfied with the way it sounded and combined Johnny D's robust equipment with the band's bike-powered rig.
I think the primary thing that they're thinking about and we're all thinking about is conservation of energy. And it also, to be honest, it adds an element to a show that, you know, people enjoyed cranking away. They were standing in line to get on, you know, so why not?
the band and the bikes will take the stage again at Johnny D's tonight. Mellow Digo and inventor Sean Stevens are planning a bunch of sustainable sound shows this spring in as many communities as possible. They're hoping to use a full 10-bike system that uses pedal power to get from gig to gig. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.